a question you want to get my take on.
You're wearing an onk.
Yes, I am.
What question do you have? I'll decide if I answer it or not.
That's okay. Have you heard of something called Mandela Effect?
Yes. What about it?
I have an honest question. It's not a mocker's question.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather was a preacher. I appreciate what he did. Though we don't agree, I still appreciate you're doing what you feel is right.
What God's word says is right.
Yeah, right.
What
God's word
says. Yeah.
God's word, so if you don't agree with what it is, you can't agree with God's word.
Right, exactly. So,
perfect.
You're standing for what you believe in. Absolutely.
No, we're standing for what the word of God
says. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The word of God. There's only Peter says there's one interpretation, and here's the problem. I don't know if we. I'm really not interested in talking about the Mandela effect. Here's the problem.
I just want to ask you.
The problem is all the denominations have created every different way, and we go out in the streets and we preach Christ crucified, the biblical gospel. Because you know what? It's like, do you live in a house?
Do you know what the Mandela
effect? If you don't have a sound foundation, your house is going to be washed away, and the gospel is the foundation. So if you don't have that right, and you haven't come out to follow that in holiness and obedience and how you talk, act, dress, live, the Mandela effect and Donald Trump and Joe Biden, none of that matters.
Wow.
None of that's going to matter.
Do you know what the Mandela effect is, where the Bible's supernaturally changing?
Yeah.
Have you seen
that? It's a man-made invention.
So yeah. That's
it's a man. It's a man-made invention. I tell you what.
Why is it happening though? I'm curious. Yeah. I'm not.
Are you married, ma'am?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I tell you what. In the streets.
Yeah.
On that gospel card. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. My name is James. This is Debbie. We're not trying to be rude. We do get a lot of mockers. So if you're not a mocker.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't go into deep theology in the street. I don't go into deep theology in the street, so what we do is that's why we have a website. Yeah. We encourage people to email us.
Can I just ignore him?
You can email us, and then we'd love to talk to you about all those things.
And I love how you tell people you love them, even when they're sending anger at you. We love them back.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do? Most street preachers are wicked, carnal men. But when you're led by the Spirit of God, you love people. When they swear at you, spit at you, you just keep going. That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Most important, on that gospel, check out the gospel, test yourself to it. Okay. If you're part of the man-made Sunday church systems, they're all false. They're not keeping the oracles of God. And then we'd be happy to have you email us and communicate. We'd love to.
I definitely am going to email you. Because I want to hear what your take is on the Mandela
effect. That's fine. If you email me, I'll tell you what. If you email me, we go deep in the gospel. We'll talk about the gospel. And then after that, I'm happy to go into some other topics. I don't know how deep we'll go into it because there's so much more that's so important. You notice Paul and Peter and Jesus never went down rabbit trails. What did they always focus on?
I was just going to say, we can go down the rabbit hole.
What did they focus on? They focused on the gospel, the kingdom of God. That's what I want to focus on. So thank you for asking us.
Well, thank you.
We love our neighbor. God be praised. So we're here still lifting up Christ. The day is winding down, but holy is the Lamb of God. Looking forward to anyone that wants to email and talk about the gospel and the truth of Christ. He's a loving Savior, but there is a wrath coming. There's truth, and then there's lies and falsehoods. We love our neighbor. We want you to have the truth today. Turn and seek the kingdom of God while there's time.